Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I am so excited to be speaking with you guys for another week of breaking down what's happening in TV. Of course, October is officially here. It is fall season. While a lot of shows have been pushed back, October actually has a lot of premieres and a lot of new shows, returning shows coming. And I wanted to just kind of run down some of those because I think that it's a little bit tough to keep track of everything on TV right now, just because some things have been delayed, some have not. Everything's a little all over the place. So I want to just run through some of the October premiere dates and then get into how these shows are going to be coming back and how they're going to be filming, because things are a little bit different this time. So on Friday, October 9th, we have The Right Stuff coming to Disney Plus, which is, of course, based on the book that created the 1983 film. A great cast, originally set to air on National Geographic and was moved to Disney Plus. The Spanish Princess is on October 11th. Fear the Walking Dead returns on October 11th as well. Of course, on Tuesday, The Bachelorette premieres October 13th. Netflix's Social Distance debuts October 15th, as does Star Trek Discovery Season 3 on CBS All Access, and the West Wing special on HBO Max, which is a reunion of the cast doing a table read, and it's to promote voting. It will include a lot of celebrity guests and political figures that will definitely be worth keeping an eye on. The entire original cast is returning, and Sterling K. Brown is also joining. So it should be quite a fun thing to watch, and of course for a very good cause, urging people to vote. Dream Home Makeover drops on Netflix on October 16th. Supermarket Sweep is coming back with host Leslie Jones on October 18th on ABC. The Voice is returning October 19th. David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction returns on October 21st on Netflix. His guests this season include Kim Kardashian and Lizzo, so of course people are very excited about that. The Undoing drops on HBO on October 25th, which is Nicole Kidman and David E. Kelly working together once again after working on Big Little Lies. So definitely something we can't wait to see. Hugh Grant, Edgar Ramirez, Lily Rabe, they all star in this. So I just very, very high hopes for that. This Is Us returns with Season 5, a two-hour premiere on October 27th. The Amazing Race returns October 28th. The Mandalorian Season 2 is very highly anticipated, returns on October 30th. So that's a lot of shows coming in October. You know, of course, a lot of our network shows have been pushed to November. You can go back and listen to our past episode where we really broke down all of the premiere dates and when everything is airing, because I think a lot of things, their premiere dates changed a ton. So if you want to go back and listen to our September 3rd episode, we break down the full fall schedule. Of course, This Is Us actually had a change because originally they were going to be pushed to November with a lot of their other shows. But they, you know, apparently were ready to, are going to be ready to release their premiere on October 27th. The cast has been sharing a lot of behind-the-scenes pictures, so if you do follow them on social media, you can see that they have really taken quarantine and social distancing very seriously on set, which is extremely important, and I assume most shows are doing that, with all of them in different kind of pods and different areas. So it will definitely be worth the wait. We're not sure when the next season of The Amazing Race will be able to film, because of course things have been pushed back, so that's still up in the air. Of course, when they're able to do so, they will, but the show revolves around being able to travel, so that's a big part of it, is kind of waiting until the world gets back to normal, whenever that may be. I also wanted to touch on The Bachelorette because, of course, as you know, this season is going to be unprecedented. They filmed this season not at the Bachelor Mansion. This is the first season that has not been filmed there. And instead, it's at the La Quinta Resort in Palm Springs. And it's a beautiful resort, but that means that there's no travel. There's no, you know, dates off the property. Everything takes place there. So Claire Crawley is the Bachelorette, and As we reported, she found love within 12 days of filming and decided to exit the show. So we will be seeing that happen on the screen. I think it's going to be very, very exciting and something we've never seen before. And then ABC brought in Tayshia Adams, who will take over as The Bachelorette. And she has a new set of guys, and I assume some of the men that were part of Claire's season as well. Now, Tayshia, of course, was on Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor and then went on to Bachelor in Paradise, where she dated John Paul Jones. But I think it's very exciting because she's also said in interviews that she likes older men, and Claire Crawley will be the oldest Bachelorette. And so a lot of her men are a bit older. So it should work out for Tayshia. We are very hopeful that she will find love. This week also, ABC announced the women for Matt James' season of The Bachelor, which is upcoming. And I will say we have a new video series with our amazing podcast host, Sarah Heron, who hosts our Here for the Right Reasons podcast. Her and Christina will be hosting a weekly video about all things Bachelor, Bachelorette world. So you guys can definitely check that out if you want more on that. And her Here for the Right Reasons podcast also has a lot of exclusive interviews and insight into Bachelor Nation overall, because as we all know, there's a lot of drama there and it's great. Social Distance also premieres on Netflix on October 15th. And this show was obviously, as you can probably tell from the title, was filmed during the quarantine, and it should be interesting. I think it's one of many shows that has been filmed kind of as a Zoom TV show. It's a narrative anthology series, and it's sometimes dark but also very funny on kind of how people are trying to stay connected with one another while physically not being able to be together. So it should be very interesting in kind of seeing these people navigate this new world that we all live in at this point. Watch With Us is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel like in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeouts and snacks? Let me tell you, you are not the only one. But this is where Nutrisystem can help and get you back on track. Now, we're not all nutrition experts, I definitely am not, but just need the valuable tips to be able to meet our goals. The great thing about Nutrisystem is that it does all the calorie counting for you. The plans are designed by nutrition experts and provide you with the right balance of nutrients and the right amount of calories to help you lose weight safely. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. Nutrisystem has exceeded my expectations. My favorite foods are the chicken fettuccine Alfredo and the frozen cheese pizza. Of course, I love my cheese. So I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and a way to stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Now, back to the show. I also wanted to talk a little bit about The Right Stuff, because there is a lot of hype around this because it's been pushed back multiple times. And we were on set, actually, when this filmed over a year ago, and the cast spoke a lot about what to expect from it. So you can definitely check that out on usmagazine.com. But the show was, of course, filmed pre-COVID, so we'll see how far season one goes. If there will be another season, that is still up in the air, but Patrick J. Adams, James Lafferty, Jake McDormand, Colin O'Donoghue, there is a great cast there of leading men who kind of, you know, played John Glenn and Alan Shepard and a lot of the men that were, of course, part of Project Mercury. So it's going to be very exciting, and I hope people really check it out because it's something a little bit different. All right, guys, as you know, we always wrap up our episodes with some shout outs. And this week, I want to start with Woman of the Week. I don't get political on here. I, of course, want to, steer clear of that. But it was on TV, the debate this week between the vice presidential nominees. While I don't usually get political, I have to shout out Senator Kamala Harris, because the VP debate was this week and she crushed it. I don't want to say much more because, again, I know There are listeners that have their own opinions, which is part of the amazing thing that we have as Americans, so I'll just leave it at that. For Woman to Watch, I'm going to call out The Haunting of Bly Manor starts this week on Netflix, and Tania Miller plays Hannah. She works at the Bly Manor estate in the show, and she blew me away. While the entire cast is incredible, Victoria Pedretti, who many of you know from You, is the leading woman on this, and she's absolutely incredible. But Tania Miller, I had never seen in anything before, and she really, really took on this role, which was quite a challenging role, very beautifully. So that drops on Netflix on Friday. As for what to watch, obviously I just went down a lot of the stuff that's coming, but here's a little bit of run through. The Boys finale is airing on Friday, as does the Deaf You docuseries on Netflix, Haunting of Bly Manor, The Right Stuff. Sunday, Spanish Princess season 2 premieres, as does The Return of Fear of the Walking Dead. And then, of course, Tuesday is The Bachelorette. So this week has some fun stuff. My what to watch probably has to go to The Boys finale, because this season has blown me away, as did, I think a lot of people agree with, it was quite impressive, and I can't wait to see more next season. So yeah, guys, I hope that you kind of got to wrap up your list of what you're going to be watching in October. I know this TV season is a little bit all over the place, but we are doing our best to bring you all the info you need to know, up to date with what to watch and what maybe to skip. As always, reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta and let me know what you're watching, what you're loving, what you're hating. I want to know all of it, and we will be happy to bring some of that to the podcast. You can also reach out at Us Weekly and make sure to follow our other podcasts. We have multiple ones on iTunes and you can subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. Also, leave a comment. I love to read them. Even if it's not a very positive one, I will read it. I will take your constructive criticism. And thank you so much for listening, as always, and stay safe.